You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Friday with participants at a conference on the human right to water, organised by the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. Noting that 1,000 children die each day from water-related diseases, the Pope urged governments to implement the resolutions approved by the United Nations concerning the human right to a secure supply of drinking water.
Por eso la cuestión que ustedes tratan...
Pope Francis said the questions concerning the right to water are not marginal, but basic and pressing. Basic because where there is water, there is life. And pressing because our common home needs to be protected. Yet we must also realise, he said, that not all water is life-giving, but only water that is safe and of good quality. The right to safe drinking water, he insisted, is a basic human right, which cries out for practical solutions and needs to be given the central place it deserves in the framework of public policy.
Nuestro derecho al agua es también... un deber para con el agua.
Our right to water, the Pope continued, gives rise to an inseparable duty. Each state, he said, is called to implement, also through juridical instruments, the resolutions approved by the United Nations General Assembly since 2010 concerning the human right to a secure supply of drinking water. Similarly, he said, non-state actors are required to assume their own responsibilities with respect to this right, which is so decisive for the future of humanity. Noting that every day 1,000 children die from water-related diseases, and millions of people consume polluted water, the Pope said we must give high priority to educating future generations about the gravity of this situation.
No nos pueden dejar indiferentes.
We cannot be indifferent to the facts, he said, but rather we must work to develop a culture of care and encounter in order to make our common home a more livable and fraternal place where none are excluded, but all are able to live and grow in dignity. I'm Philippa Hitchin.